This podcast helps you understand the government regulation and public health during the 20th century. Hello and welcome to the Young Historians Show. We've seen some of the ways that the government has become more involved with looking after public health since 1900. Now, young student, what do you know?
Well, at the beginning of the 20th century, the Liberal government introduced some of the early welfare policies such as free school meals for the poorest children and old age pensions. And the National Insurance Scheme started in 1911. It paid for sickness and an unemployment pay for workers. This meant that three groups who were most vulnerable to poverty, the old, the sick and the unemployed, were protected. And then there were all the improvements to housing as well.
So what do you think was the next big change?
Oh, the NHS. That was probably the biggest change in the whole period. Some people couldn't afford to pay doctors when they were ill. So the new Labour government set up a national health service, paid for through taxation, to provide care from hospitals, family doctors and dentists free of charge. The NHS is huge now and provides a huge range of care, but it's more focused on dealing with illness than preventing it.
So has the government done anything to prevent illness?
Yes, there have been some important changes. The government's role in providing health information and advice has grown since the Second World War.
Can you give me an example?
The best example is the government's attitude to smoking. That's changed a lot in 50 years. In the 1950s, 80% of British men smoked. There was some evidence that smoking caused cancer, but the government was reluctant to interfere. They thought that it was a matter of choice, not a public health issue, so they didn't do anything. The government clearly didn't want to get involved before there was firm proof that smoking caused lung cancer.
Yes, that's very true, until of course the 1960s when the link was found between smoking and cancer. Now let's see if you know some of the dates of the key changes in government policy. What were the changes in 1964, 1971 and 1986?
Okay. Well, 1964 is easy. That's when TV adverts for cigarettes were banned. In 1971, I think that was when health warnings started being printed on packets. And 1986, wasn't that when smoking adverts were banned in cinemas?
Very good. Now what about the 90s and 2000s? Any key dates there?
Yep, quite a few. In 1998, that's when the government agreed to fund nicotine replacement patches. And 2007 was probably the biggest change, when smoking was banned in public places because of the damage caused by passive smoking. And in 2016, I think they're saying that all cigarette packages are going to be blank, so no pictures or anything on them.
That's a pretty dramatic shift in attitude inside a couple of generations.
Yes, that's true. I think it took a while, though, because obviously the government liked to collect the tax paid on the cigarettes that are sold, and the tobacco companies are really powerful and rich, and the smoking ban was really controversial at the time. People thought children at home might suffer more because adults would smoke there instead of the pub. And most pubs, in fact, thought a smoking ban would make their businesses fail. The government tried hard, I think, to make sure people were healthy, but not at the cost of their personal freedom. After all, smoking isn't illegal.
Thank you, young student. That wraps up today's episode.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.